T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to what is expected to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend with more stuff to do than I can even keep track of. Filipino Festival, Watermelon Festival, Jazz Festival. Am I leaving anything out, Jordan, that you know of? I mean, there's so much to do. They brought food in for the Filipino Festival earlier this week to Radio Factory. I just happened to be here. Yum. Filipino food is so interesting to me because I'm a big food guy. I'm all about the food. The other day, we're having dinner at my brother-in-law's house. He literally walks up to me. And he goes, "Yeah, you got any recipes for kale?" And I just looked at him. I'm like, "What?" He goes, I got some kale." I'm like, "Okay." And I went full out, like, chopped mode. I'm digging through his refrigerator trying to find some pork. They came out all right. They were pretty darn good. So I'm all about the food. Filipino food, this really weird mixture of like Asian and Spanish at the same time. Very good. I'm going to the Jazz Festival tomorrow. That's my wife and I, our second date, I think, maybe third, was the Jazz Festival. That was 2 years ago. And we've been trying desperately to keep that going. If you've never been, it is an awesome time. It is, it's Maymont, so it's beautiful. It kind of feels like going to somebody else's family reunion. It really does. Going to the Jazz Festival, everybody is like set up chairs and coolers and grills. And I mean, it's like a camping event. It's as close as Woodstock's going to get to Richmond. But I'm very excited about that. I'm having a great life. I'm living my best life. You're going to the Jazz Festival, aren't you, sir?
Excited about it, man. I'm excited.
Get into the microphone. You have been doing this for years, and you still don't get in on that microphone supposed to.
I'm so in awe of being on the air with you.
Oh, my God.
I just can't concentrate entirely.
I'd advise you not to wear boots because you would squish when you walked.
This is true. We won't talk about anything else. But it's going to be a great day, man. The weather's going to be nice for it. From what I'm understanding, you're going to have 80s, 70s, 80s in the evening. Tonight, they got a whole litany of people they've got going through. You have somebody in mind, don't you?
I'm excited about seeing Cameo because I remember them back when I first started taking a point in music. And I'm not a big
Cameo. You are into Cameo?
Why not, man?
Wow.
But
wow.
I am a huge fan. Even though I'm from the East Coast, I like more of your West Coast rap because it has that kind of Jamaican feel to it, some of it.
Really?
And so Shaggy is going to be there, who's from Jamaica, and I'm down. It's going to be.
You're down.
I am so down.
You're down. You know, where wonders never cease. I never know what you're going to say. I really don't. I mean, but they're good groups. And, I mean, I think the headliner tonight is Jill Scott. She's on at 10 o'clock. And then tomorrow is Maze. And Maze has just an incredible following.
But she's like last, isn't she?
She's 10 o'clock. But you've got a whole litany of people going all day long.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like
it goes. Last year, I saw Gladys Knight.
Yep.
And she was Pipless. There was no Pips.
Yeah, well, the Pips are older now, man. I'm not sure they can move like they used to.
Gladys isn't a spring chicken, but she can sing.
Yes.
Holy. I missed the Funkadelics. That's why I went last year. I didn't keep track of what stage I was supposed to be at.
We should put a camera on you so we can watch you do that and like put it on the internet. Well, that would be fun to watch.
You know what, though? And I'm not making fun of everything. When I say it's like going to somebody else's family reunion, and you and I talk about this kind of stuff a lot because we can.
We talk about everything.
Yeah, we do. There is not a lot of diversity at the Jazz Festival, and it's weird. It really is weird to me.
You know, I went to the Earth, Wind, and Fire concert out in Innsbruck.
They're amazing.
A week ago. Let me tell you, man, one of the things I was most impressed by, first of all, was the music, and I was glad they slowed it down because I can't move like I did when I was in college. But what I noticed mostly about that event was the fact that it was probably the most integrated crowd I've ever seen at any event in my life.
Really?
Never seen anything like it before in my life. I mean, what was interesting was 1-to-1, blacks and whites, and same age group and everything else, and everybody was jumping up on the beat at the same time, and they were making the same signs and signals, and many of us were in different places when we heard them, but when it came down to this particular concert, man, it was one of the most incredible crowds I've ever seen. Packed.
First time I went to the Jazz Festival, took my date, we brought nothing, and I knew I'd fall in love with her when she said, let's sit under this tree, watch out for the mud. I'm like, okay, really? This girl's not pretentious.
You're still in love with her, aren't you?
We are married happily. Last year, we stepped up our game, but we are not close to what some of these people do, man. I'm serious. The chairs, the coolers, the grills, the tents. And the thing is, you can just walk away from your stuff.
Right. Leave it there. It's tremendous community because the agreement is about the music.
Right.
And you're enjoying the music, and it is the great equalizer. You know, it allows us to be able to deal with each other as persons, and all the rest of it, politics are gone, all the rest of the discussions are gone. We're just either reminiscing about a moment we had or just having a great time together.
And, I mean, I run into people I only see once a year. I've got a couple of events like that that I only see them once a year. My Celtic Highland Games, which you're going to have to come to this fall.
Celtic Highland Games.
That's in the fall. Don't worry. You'll find out all about that.
All right, then. Do I have to wear a skirt? Kilt? I'm sorry, not a skirt. Yeah. But I have to wear one of those?
If you're going to insult my heritage.
I don't mean to do that. It came out. It was like Biden.
Safe space now.
It came out the wrong way. I misspeak.
Yeah. Jordan, I think I'm triggered.
He's about to go off up in here.
But I was strongly advised, come out there. You're going to be there tomorrow. What time are you getting there?
In the evening. I get off around 6, so I'll be over there after that.
Okay, we're going to be a little earlier because, you know, she has a bed. She has a real job on Monday, and I don't. So,
well, you know, the reality is that she just, you know, she loves you so much that she does all these wonderful things for you. And I've never seen you without a smile on your face. So I think she's an extraordinary person. I think you should spoil her completely.
It gives me time today to work on the menu.
I think it's a good idea.
You fix
the food and everything else. But, you know, I'm hearing that people who do that are folks that women in their lives love them if you cook, so.
Oh, I cook. Dennis Edwards, thank you for coming on
in.
I will
pleasure,
see you
man.
Tomorrow, sir. I guarantee I'll be easy to spot.
You know, you really should stop, but I really don't want you to.
Why would I? You know what? I get along with everybody. I love everybody, and that's part of what makes my life.
Keep doing you, man. Keep doing you.
My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRBA 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Tell me what's going on in your world. Give me all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles, whatever's going on. Don't forget also, tomorrow's the Watermelon Festival. Have you ever been to the Watermelon Festival, Jordan?
I have not.
It's a good time. It's a very good time.
Was that Carytown?
Carytown. It's the whole stretch of it. There's music. There's food. There's watermelon.
Of course.
And I know it used to be all run by the Aka Temple.
Okay.
As far as I know, it still is. And, of course, being a Mason, I'm a big supporter of the temple because I know of quite a few children's hospital babies
Yeah.
Including myself.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me, I had radiation treatment in 1973.
Interesting.
Yeah, I had a broken blood vessel underneath my skin. So I was the ugliest baby you've ever seen because there's just this huge black patch. Okay, and they kept saying, oh, it's just a bruise, just a bruise, just a bruise. Like the fifth doctor, my parents. And here's picture this. My parents were like 21 and 22. All right. Can you imagine having a kid, your first kid, and there's something going on and you don't know what it is? And then the fifth doctor they take him to goes, oh, my goodness, he has a broken blood vessel. You know, if he scratches himself, he'll bleed to death in like a couple of minutes. So, yeah, that's how I got this little scar underneath my right ear.
Interesting.
Now, I have a gig tonight and I have a gig next Thursday. Did I know you had a singing appointment that you were going to be singing at? You're performing at your church. Did I know this?
I think I told you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I saw the video.
Yeah, I know. I saw you shared it.
And one, I'm going to say this. I think you have a lovely singing voice.
Thank you.
And for all the stuff I do out in front of people, do stand up, do the radio, do whatever, you did something I can't do. I can't sing in front of, I can't do it. How do you beat the nerves on that one?
Well, it was just church, so.
Oh, so it's a friendly crowd.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've sang the national anthem at games and stuff, too, in front of strangers. But even then, I mean, I don't know.
There's no chance that some old lady in the back of the church is going to throw a Jell-O mold at you or
something
like that.
No.
That's
even
not
if,
the way
even
said.
If we completely butchered that song, like, they still probably would have clapped.
Well, I guess that's good, then.
Yeah.
Well, I think you did an excellent job.
Thank you.
You know who else does a lot of the national anthems?
Hmm.
Our friend Charlie Inch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he does it especially at the Celtic Highland Games and at the Irish Festival.
Nice.
Yeah, wearing a denim suit. That's just weird. He loves
the
it.
The Canadian tuxedo.
Wow. It's, I mean, it's matching pants and jacket, and I'm just like, wow, that's a statement. But he's got a lovely singing voice, so rock and roll. By the way, I'm going to be doing a stand-up. Well, tonight I'm just doing an open mic to practice some material.
Sweet.
But this coming Thursday, I'll be at Kindred Spirit, and it is comedy Bloodsport.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, two comics enter, one comic leave. That's, I kid you not. I'm going against one guy, possibly, who does 300 shows a year.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. He works the crowd like a violin. I am doomed. But if you want, this coming Thursday, 7 o'clock, Kindred Spirit, all money raised is going to charity, and I'm going to be competing for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. So there you have it. So give me a call, 345-1140. Some of the things that people have asked me to talk about this week. I've lost power 3 times in 3 weeks. No reason whatsoever. Just all of a sudden, gone. And I have used up all my stuff. So we're going to talk about a few things I've got to pick up at the store, especially since now, I talked about this briefly last week. I'll talk about it again this week because things have changed. Now the National Weather Association or Society or whatever they're called, they're doubling the amount of potential named storms that could evolve in the Atlantic. That's just awful. We haven't had one. Well, if you remember, we had one come in September last year. I had to cancel my wedding for 2 weeks. And it was coming right for us and then dodged and did this little zoop-de-doo and came, I mean, just literally, we were like Neo from The Matrix doing that little weird back bend and the hurricane just went right around us. But I'm out of stuff. Almost all my emergency lighting is gone. I've got some things I have got to work on. I have a story about an exploding toilet. Yeah. I've only seen one blow up once, and it wasn't for this reason. So we will definitely check that out. Someone asked me about drain fields, and someone else asked me about his chicken coop. I don't know why. My brother wants to be more energy efficient in his home. No, not that brother, the other brother, the one that never calls in, but that's okay. I'll give him a hand. How to recognize if your house is settling. People have been asking about that. People have questions about bathrooms. You wouldn't believe how many people have called me up and were happy that last week somehow the second show got hijacked by people talking about the drains in their house. I don't know how this show evolves sometimes. I almost feel like, you know, we just set it loose and see what happens. And last week was just weird. Also, dryers, things you need to do about those. I've got some tips. I've got a Florida woman. I have got a tarantula invasion. Are you scared of spiders? They're a big man.
Depends.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't freak out and go, oh my God, I can't do it. It's like, oh, S, that's a big A spider. I need to step away.
I have a buddy of mine, probably the toughest dude I've ever met. I mean, without a doubt, the toughest guy I know. Terrified of spiders.
Yeah.
I mean, the smallest itty bitty tiny and he will lose his mind. And so I think if he's listening when I do this story, he will not go to the Midwest anytime soon. And plus, we'll take your calls at 345-1140. Now, one thing that happened to me this week, I'm not trying to be gross. It's just a thing that happened. It's part of growing older, and it's because I did stupid things when I was younger. Yeah, imagine that. I'm just taking a shower, just doing what I got to do, trying to be fresh and clean for everybody. And I reach around to wash my backside, and I threw out my back. How the heck does that? I'm not talking just a little bit. I'm talking the next day, I was just down. And the reason I'm bringing this up is this happened because I was dumb as a younger man. I didn't take advantage of, and I didn't take safety precautions to protect my body. I was young. I was strong. I can take anything. I am immortal. Look, here's what I want you, and I want you to tell your kids, protect your back if you're going to be doing anything physical. I didn't. I mean, I was given a back brace. I never wore it. I was told lift with your knees. I never did it. And what was really, really, really stupid is I never asked for help. I just got this thing stuck in my head like, I can take care of this. Ain't no problem whatsoever. Now, here's the deal. I'm 47 years old. I got the back of a 65-year-old. And according to my chiropractor, it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. My father is getting ready to go in for his fifth back surgery. 5. And it's because, much like myself, when he was younger, he just bowled through it. Don't fight the pain. Always ask for help. Wear a back brace. I'm telling you right now, you'll thank for it later. This is The Home Show. McCann News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. And don't forget, go to WRVA.com. Download podcasts of the show if you missed anything. And if you are one of my podcast listeners, please share it with your friends. Tell them to download too, because we're doing very well with our podcasting. It's encouraging. What can I say? By the way, Jordan, I talked to John Reed a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Congratulated him on winning Best Morning Show from Richmond Magazine.
Yeah.
And asked him, about the Times-Dispatch thing. And basically, nobody knows who won. He said, though, because there's only five, okay? There's five nominees. Only the top three get invited to the dinner.
Right.
So, if I'm at home eating a Marie Callender's pot pie on the night that they're giving out those awards, I didn't win.
Oh.
Darn. Well, it's not until October. I honestly don't care.
Yeah.
Getting nominated was all it counted for me.
Yep.
That's all that mattered. By the way, little tip if you are deciding to go to the jazz festival, and I learned this the hard way. You can take food, you can take drinks. You cannot take glass. Be especially aware of that if you are deciding to take some adult beverages with you. You cannot take glass. So that's really an important one right there. They will check your bags and they will make you chuck it right there. And I mean, it's Maymont. You know, you want the place to look pristine and it's beautiful out there. So there you go. 345-1140 is the phone number. Donna wrote to me. She says, Richard, can you talk about drain fields? Yeah. Why not? Drain fields for those. I mean, there are quite a few people that listen to this show live where they have what's called city sewer, county sewer, whatever you want to call it. I grew up out in the sticks. I say the sticks. Honestly, you drove less than 10 minutes, you're downtown, but it was still a farm. Isn't that weird? That's the beauty of Richmond. But we grew up with a traditional septic tank, and I recall very well when I was, not that old. We hadn't been in the house that long that the original septic system of the house failed. It was old. It happens. Now, back then, you could come in, put in a new septic tank and new drain fields. For those of you that have a septic and don't know how it works, I'm sorry that you don't know that. Everything you flush, everything that goes down the drain goes into a giant tank. It's like 5,000 gallons. Up in the up north, they call them cesspools, which is weird. I swear to you, when I lived up north, every now and then I would hear about somebody dying by falling into a cesspool. I've never heard that down south, but up north, for some reason, it happened. And so it's a huge concrete tank, 5,000 gallons. And what happens is all the solids, everything that's solid that goes into your tank sinks. And it creates its own little ecosystem. And it works. You know, nature is a beautiful thing. Everything. Should I start singing this? Wait a minute, Jordan, you're the singer. Do you want to sing the Circle of Life for us right now? Or no? Okay, thanks. Thanks for helping. You're a peach. The septic tank is this amazing, ecosystem all of its own. Bacteria breaks things down. Sure, it's gross. Of course it is, because it is what it is. But it is designed specifically to break things down, and all the water goes out into your drain fields. These are long trenches that are, believe it or not, filled with gravel, then a pipe that's porous, more gravel, and then paper. At least it was. I think they've changed some things. You know, everything grows, but let's just say, for the time being, paper. And then cover it up. And all the water that comes out of your house, out of your sink, out of your toilet, out of your bathtub, all of it goes out into these long drain fields, and 60% of it evaporates. It goes right up into the atmosphere. It's really funny. My dad can do it, and he taught me how to do it. We can literally walk into a person's yard, and it's almost like those, remember those Magic Eye posters? You know, it was just a bunch of squiggles or something like that, but if you looked at it just the right way, it looked like a boat in 3D. I used to love those things. We can walk out into somebody's yard, and you can probably do this if you have a septic tank. Just kind of walk into your yard where the drain fields are, and just kind of glance at it. Not exactly dead on, but you'll notice these little lines. They're long. They're not very wide. Where the grass is just a touch greener. Where it's just a little bit taller. It grows just a touch faster. That's your drain fields. And they work fine. There's only a couple of things that can really mess them up. One is your distribution box. There's a pipe that comes from your septic tanks, this much smaller concrete box underground. And that's where the lines come off. Just branches like an octopus squiggling across the yard. I've more than once seen where certain trees will go after these. I mean, especially the worst offender out there, without a doubt, weeping willows. Willow trees are absolutely the worst when it comes to attacking septic systems. They love them. They want all the water. And I've more than once walked over, everything's backing up. You open up the distribution box, and it looks like a welcome mat of roots. And you just hack them out with a hatchet, pull them out, everything works fine. The other thing that can really disrupt the drain fields, besides trees, is toilet paper. If you're buying that super, super soft, double ply, oh, it's so plush, you're making a mistake. That stuff takes longer to break down, especially the stuff that is colored or scented. It doesn't break down as fast as it's supposed to. It can kind of mess up the ecosystem in your tank, and some of it can flow down into your drain fields and therefore cause more problems. And the absolute worst thing you can do, and I mean it, I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating, oh, I know you don't like it, Richard, garbage disposals or putting food down the drain if you have a septic tank. Because remember, nature has its own perfect little ecosystem. The right microbes and the right bacteria are breaking down the stuff that it's supposed to break down. And then you introduce something that it can't eat. And that causes all kinds of major problems. Next thing you know, nothing's draining right and you got it backing up in the house. Now, for those of you who do not listen to me, shame on you. I don't know what you're thinking. But you insist that you must have a garbage disposal on your septic tank. Why? I don't know. Why? I don't know. They do make a special garbage disposal that releases. It has this little plastic cup. Okay, a little reservoir, if you will, full of green enzymes. I don't know which enzymes they are. I didn't bother to ask. But they are specially designed to break down food particles. And they created this thing. It's been out forever. I have never installed one. I never will. But if you are one of those people, you absolutely, positively cannot live without your garbage disposal and you live on a septic tank, you can buy one of these. And every time you turn it on, it just injects a little bit of these enzymes. Now, they do make stuff that helps with your septic tanks. Ridex is one of them. You see it. I think you dump that stuff in every, 6 months, I think. It's not a bad idea. You know, I know some people that pour yeast down the toilet. I don't know if that really works, but I do know the Ridex is something that people do use to treat their septics. And remember, if you have a septic tank, depending on where you are, you have to have it pumped every 4 to 5 years. And yeah, that's gotten expensive. You don't want to be around when that happens. My name is Rich McCann. Phone number is 345-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show. Good morning, everybody, to a beautiful Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a great weekend to get outside and do stuff. Like I said, Jazz Festival, Filipino Festival, Watermelon Festival. You can tell
when we're getting close to fall
because there are festivals every weekend all over the place. Jordan, soup up the truck. Make sure she's full of gas. We need a trip down south.
It happens in Florida.
Now, this one is actually something that does apply to what I'm supposed to be talking about on air. This happened, and I don't buy it, by the way. I don't know that I buy it, but bear with me. A Florida homeowner got an explosive surprise. Oh, wait, you see. Over the weekend, after a lightning strike triggered a blast that destroyed a toilet. Mary Lou Ward and her husband were sitting in their Port Charlotte home as a thunderstorm rolled through on Sunday when she said she heard a boom that was the loudest noise I have ever heard. Been there, done that a year ago. Talk about it in a minute. We smelled smoke and looked outside. It was the smoke from the septic tank that was coming. That's bad English right there. Just terrible English. Learn how to speak. When she stepped onto her bathroom, she discovered the toilet was now in hundreds of pieces. A plumber from A1 Affordable Plumbing Incorporated told the company the lightning strike ignited methane gas that built up in the pipes and septic tanks. Methane is typically emitted during the breakdown of sewage and waste systems. The toilet exploded in homeowner's master bathroom, sending porcelain airborne like a missile. Some of the porcelain actually penetrated the walls. Most likely, all sewer piping will need to be replaced and septic tank, a plumber posted to Facebook. Luckily, no one was hurt. Scheduling a camera inspection this week would be the sanitary pipe needs to be replaced. Besides her toilet being destroyed, Ward said her septic tank and indoor plumbing were also wrecked. The blast also broke a window in the couple's master bedroom and destroyed yard decoration. No one hurt during the incident, but Ward said it made her feel lucky. I'm just glad none of us were on the toilet. That's the main thing. In 2018, the Sunshine State had the highest density of lightning strikes, according to environmental measurement specialists, released its annual lightning report. Florida had the highest average of negative ground-to-cloud flashes per square mile with 24. Okay, whatever that means. Here's the thing. All right, one, the septic system that they're using is one of these newer systems. We have overbuilt in a lot of areas. You heard me talking in the last segment about water evaporating and some of it being absorbed. That's called perk. It means that the ground will take the water. There are some areas that it won't. My grandparents' house, I remember distinctly, they lived in a spot that didn't perk. And there was always over on the corner of the property this really gross puddle that we were told to stay away from. It'd been like that for decades. It's since been changed. The new systems that are out there, but that have to be put in, and they are quite expensive. They are designed to not just release the sewage water out into the universe, but to scrub it clean before it gets there. I mean, it's just the claim is I'm not drinking it, so you know I'm not. But the claim is it's almost close to potable or potable. I've heard both pronunciations. I don't know if it's a thing. Where's my English professors when I need them? But they run on electricity. Now, if this couple was sitting in a spot where there was no trees or anything else to attract the lightning, it makes sense that it would have hit that. Now, a year ago, I had lightning strike over my house. I'll never forget it. It was so loud that it sounded like an empty dump truck coming through Casa de McCann. That's what it sounded like. And we all know that sound, a full dump truck versus an empty dump truck. And I got up the next morning. I went and looked around the house. The only thing it did was fried my TV. It got just enough surge that it blew that. Didn't kill anything else. None of the computers that are plugged in, thank goodness, surge protectors were in place, but there wasn't one for the television, and boom, it went. Ended up with a new TV. Now, what I find interesting about this whole story is they think that it ignited methane. Now, we all know what methane is. We all saw Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Did you see Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome? What?
No.
Yet you understand two men enter, one man leave.
Yes.
Because of the Thunder Zone.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that part.
I didn't get the reference.
Okay, well, see, there's two things. Two men enter, one man leave, because there's a Thunderdome Battle Royale, okay?
Right, yeah.
But the whole town, Bartertown, is run on methane.
Okay.
From pigs. Somebody figured out how to attach methane to a generator. Boom, they got power.
Got it.
Okay. I swear, you got to educate these kids. Hasn't seen Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. I understand, you know, methane is flammable. If you drive past the sewage treatment plant, you'll see a big old flame kicking out of it. That's methane. If you go to certain landfills, they have tapped into the landfill itself. They lay pipes as they fill it in so that they can draw off and vent and burn and run generators off of methane. But if you have ever been in your backyard and you looked up at your roof, you're going to see these little pipes sticking out of your house. That's there for two different things. Those are your vents, and they are there for two reasons. One, if they're not there, nothing drains. You can tell when a vent is stopped up because you flush the toilet and the tub and the toilet gurgle. That's because you're trying to pull air through those instead of through the vent. If they're not vented, water doesn't stay in the trap, and that way you get sewer gas, that methane, back in your house. And it smells horrible and can make you sick. I've only experienced it once. My dad's told me about it a couple of times, working in a space, heavy methane coming off of the sewer, and guys get violently ill. So that's one reason for the vents coming up out of your roof. Now, I had a conversation with one of the city plumbing inspectors one time, and we were talking about venting. He goes, well, that's not just venting your place. It's also venting the sewer. If we didn't have vents coming up through people's houses, we'd have sewer. He said, quote, we would have sewer manholes just blowing off of sewers all over the city. Oh, real quick, Jordan, are we allowed to say manhole still? I know we can't do it in California. Okay, good. Just double checking. He keeps my politically correct. So when they say it ignited methane and then blew up the toilet, I find that just a touch dubious because all of that stuff really should have vented. In fact, if anything, it should have blown a fireball out through the roof. I also wonder if they have cast iron sewer. It's a thought. You know, the plastic sewers, that if there's water in it, which there shouldn't be, once the sewer's done, it's emptied out. There's nothing sitting in it. It's not like this big thing of water. So I'm a little dubious, but the fact of the matter is it doesn't matter. Toilet blew up, left a shrapnel in the wall. So so sorry that happened then, but wow, what a situation that is. But if you ever do, you hear gurgling in the toilet or in the tub when you're running a sink or you flush the toilet, understand that you've got a venting problem. You're going to need a plumber over there. They'll get it all straightened out because you do not want sewer gas in your house. And if you have drains that smell, like I've got a drain in my basement, about once every 2 to 3 weeks, I go down there and I pour water down in it because drains you don't use, bathrooms that you just don't, I never use that bathroom. Okay, why not? I just never use it. We don't use it. But it smells in there. That's because there's water has dried up in all the traps. Pour water down the tub, the sink, and make sure the toilet is full. You'll be okay. My name is Richard McCann. That's McKANN. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And don't forget to download podcasts of the show. The phone number is 345-1140. When we get back, there's so much to do. I don't have enough time. I know, it's only 4 hours. This is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dose of The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. It is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. August is here. Kids are going back to school already. I question, why does it seem so early? I swear I remember it being like 3 months when I was a kid. Has summer break just gotten shorter? Or is my memory faulty?
I don't know. Some school systems are going to transition eventually to year-round schooling. Now where they break it up, and you know, it's kind of like colleges where not you don't get as long a break, but like the kids will go to school for like 4 or 5 weeks, and then they'll get like 2 weeks off. And then they'll go back to school for like 6 weeks, and then have 2.5 weeks off or something.
My sister took her youngest son and put him in a year-round school, and it's 6 on and I think 2 off.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yep.
He absolutely loves it. It does give them a break, because I've been reading a lot about, you know, children and stress.
Yep.
And they do need, you know, downtime, but when you give them like a whole summer, they lose half of what they learned during the year. Now, shall I give you a big old mazel tov to your fiance?
Yeah.
She is taking on a job that I never want.
Right.
She's become a full-time teacher.
Finally, yeah.
What do you mean, finally? Has it been that long?
Nah, well, her journey in grad school has been like 5 years, and there have been a lot of hiccups along the way, so it's been a long time coming. She deserves this.
And she's, what grades or what?
She'll be a fourth grade teacher in Prince George.
Is that one subject, or is in fourth grade
it's multiple subjects? Yeah.
Okay, so that's not until you get to like middle school where they start breaking
right,
you up.
Yeah.
Okay, now see, here's my, I know a lot of teachers, and why I am, hats off to your beautiful fiance. I wouldn't do it in a million years, and it's not because of the kids.
Right.
It is not because of the kids. It is because of the parents.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what do you mean? You had a problem with my precious little snowflake who never does anything wrong?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. There are more, I've seen more parents that just need to be, you know, just whack right up across, just take a magazine, roll it up, and right across the back of the head. So
well, the good thing is that she'll be in a more rural area, and you know, the feeder into some of those schools is like, is the Honeywell plant still open?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll have like Honeywell, Fort Lee, DuPont, people like kids like that,
mm-hmm.
who probably have more structure at home,
working class families,
yeah, you know, have more, you know, they show up and know to respect the teacher and not waste time, and you know, not cause and be a distraction to
others. Ruckus.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, I don't understand. They don't get paid enough. Teachers don't get paid enough for the nonsense they have to put up with. And these kids today don't understand. I went to Catholic school in the late 70s, early 80s. You ever seen those movies where the nun has a ruler?
Yeah.
See it up close.
Right.
Okay? Those little penguins will whack you without even thinking about it.
Yep.
Not, they can't do it now that
right.
I know of. But
yeah.
One Catholic school, though, I do remember. It was called, I don't even know if it's still around. It was over in the north side. And it was, what do you call it? Grade school. Okay. Mm. Before middle school. So it was just grade school.
Yeah.
And they had a closet that was right in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of the closet was what we used to call foam boppers. You know, the foam swords. Okay. And what the nuns came up with is if you had two students that just could not get along and were determined to cause, you know, just give each other trouble, they would take you to the lobby, give you a foam sword, and let the two of you just whack each other until you wore each other out. There's no bruising, there's no damage, you can't put out an eye.
Yeah.
The parents knew about it. Can you imagine that today? I think that would be, I think it would cause, fix a lot of problems.
Really?
But now, now that you two both are gainfully employed, now is the I'm pretty proud of you. You're going to be setting your way towards buying a home.
Yep.
And I think that's exciting for you.
Yes.
And I'm glad I can help you on that journey.
Yes. So, absolutely.
All right, brother. My singing producer, Jordan. But there you go. Some of the things other people have wanted me to talk about. Somebody asked me about a chicken coop. Now, here's the thing is, far I know, my numbers might be off by a little bit. If you live in the city of Richmond, you're allowed to have up to 5 chickens. Now, if you're going to buy them as little pullets, you know, you're going to go to Southern States in the spring and they have all the chicks. I've never been able to tell the difference between a rooster and a chicken. Some places claim they're all females. That's what you want. Because a rooster will drive you nuts. But there's plenty of reasons I can come up with for having chickens. I've considered it in my own backyard myself. It's not a great big backyard, but it would definitely keep down my ticks, mosquitoes, and fleas. You know, that'd be a good thing. Free eggs, never a bad deal. But Nathan asked me about keeping a chicken coop from sinking into the ground without digging 18-inch footers. If you have a small chicken coop, now they make coops you can buy. And they're pretty awesome because you can pick them up and roll them around the yard. Gives them a different area to be eating. But if you want to make a permanent chicken coop, but you don't want to put it down into the ground, I think my only suggestion, and understand, it might be to make it a little top heavy. You might have to cut off the legs a little bit. But they still make, they're illegal. They're illegal as heck for decks. But they used to, I called it a deck foot. And it was a concrete base that a 4x4 would sit in, and the bottom of it was much broader than the top of it. You know, we've all done our basic science classes where we know distribution of weight. And so if I was going to do a chicken coop, I don't know how big his is, I'd probably get a few of those. You can pick them up at any of your big box home improvement stores, fit the 4x4 legs down into it, and that'll distribute the weight, and it'll keep you from doing something permanent. Other than that, like I said, they make some that I've seen. They're only good for like 2 or 3 chickens at a time, but you are able to roll them around the yard. You pick it up, take it to another area, and then expand your fencing. I've seen that too. Heck, I saw one chicken coop out in Mechanicsville. The guy had some chickens, and I've seen this more than once. It's a huge amount of chickens, like 20, 30 chickens. And they built basically a rolling cart. It looks like a covered wagon almost. And once a week, they just shift it to another part of the yard so that the chickens are eating the bugs in that area. I thought it was pretty cool. Also, remember, chicken poo, awesome for planting. Absolutely incredible. Some of the best fertilizer out there, better than horse. So if you think about getting some chickens, why not? But do check in your area, see how many you're allowed to have, and make sure they're female, because that's just a pain. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles. Tell me what's going on in your world. Reminding all of you, if you are interested, and if you're not, that's fine. This Thursday at 7 o'clock, I will be performing at Kindred Spirit Brewery right there in Goochland. It is for charity. All money donated. We set up a table for donations. Please, we're not getting paid. We just go out there and do it for the fun of it. The way this is going to work, and I think I'm a touch nervous. Okay, just a touch. I know that sounds weird, but you know, last time I did this, what do I have to do? I get up, I act like an idiot, I sit myself down. That's all it is. This time it is a comedy blood sport. 2 men tender, 1 man leave. Or 2 comedians, because I think there's a couple of ladies comedians. I don't know. comics. Let's do that. And what it is two people go up, both do 5 minutes. Whoever gets the most applause moves on. At the end of the night, that's the person who will, the charity will get, you know, donated to. Kind of, if you watch like Guy's Grocery Games, and they come on and they compete for charity, we're doing the same thing. If I win,
it's not going to happen.
I'm going to try. Okay, this I'm seriously going to do my absolute best. If I come out on top, I will be donating my money to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society because, well, it has affected my family directly. And if we can do anything about it, I'm darn sure going to do my best. 345-1140. Joe in Charles City.
Yeah, how you doing, bud?
I'm excellent.
Good. Listen, on a whole house generator, the once a week cycling that it does automatically, is that brain or electronics, whatever causes it to do that, in the unit or in the transfer switch?
I believe it's in the unit itself and should turn on the transfer switch.
Okay. Number two, what's the cost of a transfer switch? There's all kinds of numbers on the net.
That depends on the generator you get, the size of the generator you get, how new the technology is. I used to be able to install a transfer switch myself. Now there's all kinds of low voltage stuff that's involved, and I was, last time I tried to install a generator, I was perplexed. But it really comes down to the size of the generator, and whatever generator you buy should actually come with it.
The transfer switch should come with it?
Depending. I mean, are you talking about a whole house generator?
Yeah, you know, Generac or, I don't know, there's a couple. Woodfin has another name, which I don't recall.
Joe,
you know, there's
Joe,
a number of,
Joe,
of manufacturers.
Joe, they're all made by Generac, okay? At the end of the day, they're all made by Generac. Don't worry about it. But, you know, most of the times when I bought a whole house generator, it came with the switch.
Okay. So, and one other quickie. What's the going rate for an electrician these days?
I have no idea, but it's gone up, and I'm considering picking up my tool bag again. When I was in the trades, okay, let's put it to you this way. I was recently offered a position. They wanted me to work as their electrician, and they said they would give me a truck and all the tools I needed and pay me $25 an hour. So I don't know what they were going to be charging the customer, but I mean, just doing service electrical work is like the worker would get that $25 an hour to a $35. So
that's a brutal amount of money for an electrician. Jesus.
Oh, try being a plumber right now. This is what I've been talking about, Joe. There are so few people going into the trades that not only are prices going up, I've already heard that in the next couple of years you'll spend $1,000 to have a toilet installed. That takes me 20 minutes. Okay? Not only are there not any people going into the trades and it's driving the cost up, but now there is so much work that the smaller jobs are being put off. The contractors will say, look, I want to get to you, but it's just a little job, and I've got all this big work I have to accomplish.
Yeah, well, my thought was not that 25 was high, that it was that's ridiculously low. But
but that's only the okay. That's only the portion that's going to the person doing the work. Now, when you add the company that has to pay permits, insurance, taxes, licenses, car insurance, gas, materials. I mean, there is so much that goes into being a contractor. The profit, if you walk away with 20% profit, you're doing good because there's so many fees. People used to argue with me. They say, well, Richard, it only took you 25 minutes to install that toilet. Why are you charging me what you're charging me? And my explanation was this. I had to get up, get in my truck, go pick up this toilet, bring the toilet to you, assemble the toilet, take out the old toilet, put in the new toilet, take the old toilet, and dispose of it. So what you look at is 20 minutes, I see as half a day.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. Yeah, there's a lot of overhead. That's what business is about. Learning how to make a profit with all of that in there too.
Now, if you want a whole house if you want a whole house generator, just call my friends at Bremac. They install them and they'll take care of it for you.
You wouldn't happen to know what? Well, you're saying they're all Generac anyway.
Pretty much,
okay,
yeah.
I'll investigate that.
All right, Joe, go forth.
I appreciate it.
Hope you get a good one, bro.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Yeah. I could rant and rave about this all day long. Nobody's going into the trades. Nobody's going into the trades. Nobody's going into the trades. People talk about people coming into this country. Guess what they're doing? The trades. I have not, I cannot say, it's been years since I've seen a roofing crew that wasn't Hispanic. Fact. Sorry. It is true. What I saw really, what's really interesting to me is when I see like sheetrockers. I was having this discussion the other day with one of my contractors, and we were talking about people that do sheetrock. I don't. I'm pretty good at it, but it takes me a lot of time. Well, now most of your sheetrock crews are Hispanic, and one crew comes in and hangs the sheetrock and leaves. And then another crew, and here's the funny thing, it's usually the guy who hangs its wife. The wife comes in and finishes the sheetrock, does all the mud, does all the taping, does all the sanding. That's incredible. But if people don't get into the trades, it's gonna be so expensive. Those jobs that nobody wants, those are going to be cherry. You worry about $15 for minimum wage, get your license. $15 is chump change. Become a welder. I dare you. You'll make crazy money. But that's the end of my rant on that. But if you want a generator, yeah, call my friends at Bremac. They install whole house generators. And with the season coming up, I can understand wanting one. If you're out there in the sticks, he was in New Kent. Guess what? When you lose power in New Kent, you lose it for a while. I'm unhappy when I lose it for 4 hours in the city of Richmond. I imagine 4 days. This is the Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRBA. Welcome to the Home Show. 345-1140. Is the phone number, and do me a favor, follow me on Facebook, because that gives you a little bit of input onto the show. I mean, I ask for suggestions, and people send me stuff all week. The exploding toilet story, sent to me by a listener. Absolutely. How do we get our dog? Facebook. By the way, he's getting big. I never thought, George, he's bigger than his father. He's 6 months old. We were in contact with the people we got him from, okay?
Right.
And the guy likes to check in. Of course, he's, by the way, anytime you get a puppy from people, they're going to say this. Oh, that was my favorite one.
Right.
They're all going to say that was the favorite one. Right? Yeah. That's fine. But, you know, just for no reason whatsoever, I said, you know, ask him how big is dad, you know, because he looks a lot like dad.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, dad's big. He's 18 inches. Now, that's from butt to snout.
Right.
Okay. Oscar is not even 6 months old. I grabbed a little tape measure I had right there. I went, zip, 21 inches.
Ooh.
He's a beast. And he will take on anybody, dude.
Yeah.
He took on a husky yesterday. I've never been so happy about a fence in my life. He's going to get his butt kicked. 345-1140. Somebody sent me this, and it turns out this happened, I guess, one of the Richmond Habitat for Humanity restores, which if you're going to do home improvement projects, always check out the Restore. Always. That is one of the, just, it's a great place to start. Now, if you don't know what the Restore is, in fact, we helped launch the Restore here from the Home Show. It's been some time. The idea was that contractors and individuals that do home improvement or construction, if they have leftover materials, they can donate it. You know, I've got a pallet of shingles. I've got these light fixtures. I mean, it's just endless. And I have found some really weird stuff in there, but appliances are also something that gets donated. The money goes to the Habitat for Humanity. You get the tax write-off. And one of the reasons that I support Habitat, there's certain areas where the land is donated. For a while there, I don't know if it's still the case. Remember, I don't know if it's still the case, but I was told, like in Richmond, the Richmond Habitat had to buy land, was donated land. You know, somebody would have a lot. Here, you can build a house on it. But when you get out in like Hanover, Henrico, they have to buy land to build houses. So any little thing that can help is awesome. Well, somebody sent me a picture where somebody had donated a dryer. Now, I have a front-loading washer and a dryer. They're both older models. My brother didn't want them anymore. He said, "You want them?" I said, "Sure." I had to hire somebody to get them into the basement. I had to pay money because I couldn't do it. I managed to get the dryer into the house by myself, and I thought I was going to die. The washer, twice as heavy. And so when I talked to somebody and they said, "Yeah, we'll do it for $100. Sold, American, please. Haul these things downstairs. And they did. Now, the old dryer, I just had them haul it away. I made a mistake. Because what was sent to me, or at least was tagged, was a dryer that got donated to Habitat that wasn't cleaned. Now, I would advise you, there's two things you forget to clean, I forget to clean. I don't think about it. And it really needs to be done on the regular. One, underneath your fridge. I'm picking up a foxtail brush because I know I need to clean underneath my refrigerator. That's where the coils are. We now have three pets in the house. And the hair is tremendous. And you got to think that fan is just sucking that stuff up underneath. My coils are not going to clean properly. It's not going to run efficiently and could eventually die. This is the third fridge I've had since I've owned my house. That's on me. But the other thing you need to do is you need to clean your dryer and your dryer vents. Now, there's a couple of different companies that do that out there. One company in particular, and I don't remember their name, and they don't pay to advertise, so I'm not going to do that. But at least it's something you'll know about if you decide to hire somebody. They not only clean the dryer vents, but they open up the back of the dryer. It's only, I don't know, 8 screws, something like that. It's not a lot. And they brush out and vacuum out the inside of the dryer. Dryer fires are actually up. And they don't generally happen inside of the dryer vent. They happen inside the dryer. Now, if you've got an old dryer vent and you haven't had it cleaned, you'll know it. You know, I notoriously tell people the story. My brother was complaining that his dryer would have, they'd have to run a load 3 or 4 times. What's wrong with the dryer? I went underneath the house and found that the dryer vent was just stopped completely up to the point that it was holding water. It was heavy. And there was no cleaning it. We just replaced it. But if you can't the chance, if you got a shop vac, and I mean, you don't even need that. If you got just a vacuum with a hose on it, pull the dryer out, pop the screws, take a brush, brush it out, and vacuum it up. Now, here's the bonus. As I'm looking at this picture right now, this is a dryer that they cracked open at Habitat. And the amount of cash that spilled out of the dryer is unbelievable. Now, my wife thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. I never carry cash, but when I do, inevitably it ends up in the washer. Right now, I've got $2 and change in my pocket. I know it's gone through the washer at least 3 times because I keep finding it on top of the washer. And I'll put it in my pocket, forget about it completely, and it goes through the washer again. This dryer that they popped open, I am looking at it right now. There is, of course, lint. There is mints. There is gum. There's a pen. There's several lighters. A pocket full of change. And close as I can tell, because it's not a great picture, about $75 in cash. Because they didn't clean out the dryer. I don't, you know, Jordan, I used to go down into the sofa cushions, but I'm thinking now, next time I'm hard up for money, I'm hitting up the dryer. Though I have to ask myself if people are going, you know, these companies that clean out the dryer, if they get to keep the cash, and they shouldn't, they wouldn't, you know, that's not theirs. We make it as a contractor. We used to make, we used to work in office buildings. We used to work in people's houses. And whenever we were in offices or in houses and we found money, I mean, I don't care if it was a nickel. We made sure that it went to the homeowner. Hey, by the way, I was underneath your next to your dresser as I was putting in that receptacle. I found this nickel. Here you go. That's just signs of a good contractor. But yeah, clean out your dryer vents and then clean out your dryer itself, because it's not hard. It really isn't. And the life you save could be your own. 345-1140, that's how you get through to the show. My brother wrote in, asked me about saving money, making the house more efficient. There are some really simple tricks to doing that, especially as we're going into heating season, not that far. It's funny. Our bills stay pretty level at Casa de McCann. Admittedly, the water bill doubled when I got married. But in the wintertime, our gas bill is high because we heat with gas. But the electric bill is next to nothing. And as soon as warm weather hits, whoop, that inverts drastically. Because right now, I just paid the electric bill, and that was stupid scary for two people. But we're running AC nonstop, 24/7. What do you expect? But one of the ways we are saving money is I don't let her buy regular light bulbs anymore. All she allowed to do is buy LED. LED takes next to no energy. You get more light than heat, which is a big part of why those old light bulbs weren't efficient, and they last just about forever. So step one, saving money around the house. Stop buying regular incandescent light bulbs. You're wasting money on electricity and on the light bulb itself. Switch to the LEDs. It's a better light, too. I like the whiter light. Though I will say it shows up a lot more imperfections in your walls. Yeah, there is a downside. By the way, when's the last time you cleaned the globes on your ceiling fan? I realized the other day I hadn't done it in a while. Ew, that was gross. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. McCann on News Radio WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, taking your calls, questions, queries, conundrums, riddles, whatever's going on in your world. And I hope everybody is planning on a great weekend, because it is going to be absolutely gorgeous outside, and there is plenty of stuff to do. Jazz Festival, Filipino Festival, Watermelon Festival, just off the top of my head. Hey, Jordan, did we determine that you are not scared of spiders?
I am not scared. Well, yeah, no.
Okay.
Not afraid of spiders.
Your lady, she's okay with them?
Depends.
I mean, I imagine her birds would eat them. But here's something I didn't even know existed. And when I posted it, it creeped some people out. So I thought I'd add this. Many American families will be taking their summer vacation at the end of August, and so are thousands of tarantulas, which will crawl towards Colorado at the end of the month. Every year, a mass migration of tarantulas show up in southeast Colorado, according to the Gazette. Most of the hairy spiders are male Oklahoma brown tarantulas looking for female tarantulas that burrow in Colorado prairies. The group usually makes its trek from late August to early October. Okay, I'm a bug. I'm going to walk to Colorado. While some might shudder in fear at the giant arachnids, the Colorado Tourism Board puts together a list of viewing tips for the brave souls who consider to get close. Experts say the peak viewing day will be September 10th at 6 p.m. Comanche National Grasslands south of Lagunda is a prime location spot cruise. I didn't even know we had tarantulas. I didn't even know. I know they have them in South America. I hear about them in Africa. In fact, someone posted up, like, I heard they're really tasty. There is a tribe in Africa. I've watched it on television. They eat tarantulas. They kill them, put them on a stick, roast them over a fire, and munch down. You and I might think that's freaky. You know what they think? We are disgusting for eating eggs. They think that is just the nastiest thing they've ever heard of. So just so you know, I'm not scared of spiders, but I'm not going to Colorado to see tarantulas. Wayne and Glen Allen.
Good morning, Richard. Just wanted to make a couple of comments. One, do not ever put horse manure in your garden, either flower garden or vegetable garden, because a horse only digests food one time, and seeds develop in your garden that you really don't need.
Really? Because we used to pile it up. We'd muck the stalls. It would pile up, and my dad would let it sit for about a year, and then people would come and buy it. So that's still no good?
Really, it's not. Unless it's purified, you shouldn't, really shouldn't, because the seeds, you know, when a horse eats, pretty much the seeds go right straight on through, and whatever they've been, because a lot of times they don't eat all grain, they eat other things.
Right.
And it's just not good, and you get a lot of weeds.
Huh.
The other thing, the gentleman with the generator situation, or he wanted to piecemeal it, from what I'm hearing, he should never do that, because if anything he touches, is if the generator doesn't work, it's going to be his fault. So it's best for the generator company, just like Bremax, to go out there and put everything in, and that way the warranty is fully covered always.
And people don't realize that your whole house generators, and I don't think I said this when I was talking to him, do need yearly service.
Right.
Just like a lawnmower, it does need yearly service, and every now and then it needs fluids changed in it.
Mm-hmm. You're correct.
There we go. So I'm not too far off. What do you think of tarantulas?
I think they're delicious.
I'm not kidding. There are people that eat them.
I know they do. I've been in Asia and in East Africa, and they eat a lot of things I wouldn't eat, but they like them.
Did you eat a tarantula when you were in either one of those places?
No.
All right. Okay. Here's the thing. I think I would. If I was given the opportunity, I think I'd do it. All right,
I don't
Wayne.
Think I would.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. 3, 4, 5, 11, 40. I'd eat it, sure. I remember Fear Factor? There were certain things on that I just wouldn't. No. No way. Not even a small. I was listening. Talk about eating weird stuff. I was listening to one of the hosts of Fear Factor, and they were talking about some of the stuff they came up with for these people to eat was just vile. And to figure out how much of it they could eat. Jordan, you're going to need to hear this, because I'm sure someday you'll be having an intern. They would take an intern, give them like $100, and say, see how much of this, see how many eyeballs you can eat. I, you know what? There's no level of intern that I wouldn't do that to anybody. Not even a little bit. 3, 4, 5, 11, 40 is how you get through the show. Last couple of things for my brother, who was looking to make his house more energy efficient. I already said, get LED light bulbs. That's big one right there. And now LEDs are gotten a lot cheaper. Your floodlights can be LED. Again, saving money. Insulation. You know, if you think you've got enough insulation in your attic, you probably don't. And after a while, all of that does start to compress. Already looking at replacing insulation in Casa de McCann. It has to be put up in the attic. I would like to get a thermal blanket system. I did that in my last house. I put up these thermal blankets that go up along the insides of the roof. It keeps the heat in and the cold out, and in the summertime, vice versa. Amazing stuff. And there are companies out there that do that. Definitely would do that. You want to stay energy efficient, make sure that your HVAC is serviced regularly. And if it's an older system, if it's over 20 years old, time for it to go. And yes, it's gotten expensive. It's gotten very, very expensive. And when I asked my friends, why is it so pricey for HVAC systems these days? Two things. Ductwork, because your old ductwork probably is not the right size for what you're about to put in. It worked fine for your old system, but the new systems are higher volume and higher speeds. So you're probably going to have to change out your ductwork and the equipment. The equipment itself, this high efficiency stuff, is super, super expensive. Nice thing is, most of your HVAC companies, including mine, Bremac, have ways for you to finance it. You know, it's now like a car. Of all the things to do in your house, as far as, you know, systems, HVAC is probably the most expensive. Now, you want to redo a kitchen or bathroom, yeah, you're going to spend money, but that's more money than I'm talking about, and that's a different story for a different time. I want to remind everybody that there's all kinds of great stuff going out on this weekend, so get out, enjoy, and do me a favor, go to WRVA.com, download podcasts of the show. If you ever missed anything, it's all right there and goes back for well over a year. Also, get the radio.com app. I personally, your home improvement guru, will be performing stand-up comedy at Kindred Spirit Brewery out in Goochland this coming Thursday. Money goes to charity. It is going to be cutthroat, and I'm looking forward to it because I had a blast the last time I did it. Let's face it, I'm a buffoon, all right? It's all fun and games for me, but raising money for charity, always important, and I like to have people out there. You can giggle at me. Some of the stories you've heard, a lot of them you haven't. Oh, and it is not PG-13. This is an 18 and over show, people, so don't bring your little ones, unless you got earmuffs. Earmuffs are important. My name is Richard McCann, and we are here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 to noon. Jordan, let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up earlier and pushing all the right buttons. Mr. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Thanks for people that called in, wrote in, donated, wrote up on my Facebook page. Follow me. I'll be here on WRVA at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to go get some breakfast, and I'll see you right here on the home show, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.